Well, here in the County Sligo, we have numerous families in different sites, but we have 27 mobile homes with 27 families in them. And there are 66 children under the age of 16 years of age in these 27 homes. Now, we know the local authority cannot get us 27 family rooms in B&Bs and hotels tonight. We know that. But what we're looking for is 27 sets of ratchet belts to tie down the trailers. It's only about £100 a trailer. To tie down the trailer so they don't go bouncing around like the Wizard of Oz and flying tonight. Because that's putting, as we already know, the RSASM people can't drive. So it's a danger to be on the road. And we've talked to the local authority, and with the best will in the world, they're saying, Bernard, ring the emergency numbers. But if you ring the emergency numbers and the red alert is still on, the local authority staff cannot come out for their own safety until the red alert is over. So if we don't get the 27 sets of ratchet belts to tie down the trailers, we're going to have possibly some, not all, of those 27 families in broken homes tomorrow. Some of them probably with broken bones because the trailers are going to bounce that much. Because with the winds of 120 to 150 miles an hour, the trailers are going to bounce. And somebody is going to be hurt. And we already have a risk of life with this alert. But in a mobile home, you have a risk of life has multiplied by maybe 50, 60, 70 times more, depending on the speed of the wind. So we're looking for 27 sets of ratchet belts to tie down the trailers before the wind starts. And that's not a big ask because it's 27 on the bound. But if one trailer gets broke, it's going to cost anything from 30 to 50,000 miles to replace one trailer. So 2,700 versus just replacing one trailer, it makes an awful lot more economic sense. And one of the local authority staff says to me, Brenda, we have procurement. And I said, I understand all that. I said, but we have emergency orders as well. And the red alert hasn't come for the whole of Ireland in the last 100 years, and we have it for tonight. And as I said, we have 27 families with 66 children. It's not a big ask for 27 set of ratchet belts.
And tell me, who could supply these ratchet belts to yourselves?
Well, they can buy, the local authority can buy them in the hardware yards, or they can buy in any of the hardware yards, or in a number of them to get 27 sets. But they can get them or in a lorry yard and bring them down and help us to tie down these trailers before somebody gets hurt. And there's no point in saying they're sorry. And I know it'll be nobody's fault because of the weather, but we are asking for these all day and we're not getting any heat. Now, some of the local councillors have gone down to the county council to plead on our behalf to get these 27 sets of ratchet belts or 27 family rooms, but it's much cheaper for the ratchet belts and it's more secure because they'll have a home tomorrow. Whereas if they don't tie down the trailer, some of these trailers are going to be broke tomorrow.